You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. All this summer, we've had fun bringing you campfire stories, lots of them. But now, with summer winding down, we reluctantly say goodbye to our campfire series for 2018 by turning to storyteller Colin Wiesaw. He's a tribal elder leader with the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi, and here is his campfire story.
This girl was a knockout. I mean, she was so hot. She was so good looking. All the men wanted to marry her. She didn't want anybody. She was so good looking, and she knew it. One day, her and her sister, when they woke up, they decided to go for a walk. They went for a walk down by the water. And when they got down by the water, they seen all these frogs talking like they do and singing like they do. That pretty girl bent down and scooped up one of those frogs. She started laughing about it. She started calling it. And she started saying, look at this frog. He's so ugly. Oh, my God, look at this guy. He's so ugly. Not even his own kind would want to marry him. He's just ugly. She called it more names, laughing each time. And then she threw it in the water. That day was just like any other day. The people ate that night, they sang that night, and they danced, and then they went to sleep in their lodges. Early the next morning, before the sun came up, that pretty girl got a funny feeling inside her stomach, like somebody was calling her outside the lodge. So she quickly got dressed, and when she stepped outside the lodge, there stood this tall, dark, handsome. Oh, this guy was such a hunk. He was so good looking. Even though his clothes were different, they were green, they had spots on them. But oh my God, when he talked to her, he talked in this real rich, deep, sexy voice. He said something like this. Hi. He said, I have come to take you and make you my wife. She said, yes. He said, I have come to take you and show you my people. She said, okay, without saying a word. They took off, following that path down to the water. And when they got down to the water, they just kept on going until they disappeared. The next morning, when the sun came up and the people started to get around, they noticed that pretty girl missing. So they started to look for her. One of the young men found her trail and followed it down to the water, and he seen that it went in the water. So he started to call her name up and down the shore, all over the place. Many hours he spent down there looking for her. Couldn't find her anywhere. He went back to the village and he told the people that he had found their trail, and they all went down to the water, calling out her name, looking for her all over the place. After many hours of searching for her, they started to think that pretty girl had died, had drowned. So they started to cut their hair and weep and mourn for this loved one that they loved so much. As they went back to the village, crying and weeping, when they got back there, that same young man started to think, maybe she's still out there. Maybe we didn't look hard enough. And he took off running back down to the water. He started to call her name once again, looking out on the water for anything of hers that might be floating. All of a sudden, his eyes came across this island. There on this island sat all these frogs, and there sat that pretty girl. So he dove in the water to get her. When he went in the water, a few frogs went in. The closer he got, the more frogs went in the water. When he was almost to the island, the rest of the frogs jumped in the water, and bam, that pretty girl followed those frogs. They swam back to shore, and when they got back to shore, the sister started to tell the story of how her sister picked that frog up, called it names, making fun of it, ridiculing it, and throwing it in the water. The leader knew what to do. He made this gift, this offering up, and he set it out on the water. When he set it out on the water, he called out to the Frog Nation. He said, please release the girl. Let her come home. We love her and miss her very much. Let her come back to us. Nothing happened. He sent out three more offerings that day, and each time he called out to the Frog Nation, and still nothing happened. So he gathered the people together, and he said, what we're going to do is we're going to drain the lake. When we drain the water will leave. We'll see the girl. We'll walk out and get her. Be the end of the story. So they all started to dig up this drain. And as they started to dig up the drain, all the frogs jumped up on the shore wanting to stop them. They picked up every one of those frogs. They apologized to it. And they placed it in the water so kindly not to hurt it. When they were almost done with the drain, the leader of the frogs called his son to his side. He said, son, you have to take back your wife. Let her go back to her people. They are too many. They are too strong. They are too powerful. They're going to finish that drain, and when they do, the water will leave, and then we're all going to die. Let her go back. With sorrow in their hearts, they swam for the last time. And when they got close to shore, the people seen the girl, and they jumped in the water and grabbed up and stood right up on that shore. Right next to her jumped that little frog. They picked him up and held him so close, apologizing to it so dearly, placed it in the water so kindly not to hurt it. The girl stood there covered with slime from her head to her toes, reeking and stinking this awful smell. They went to talk to her. They found out she could only talk frog. So they took her back to the village, and back at the village, they cleaned her up and washed her down. They started to teach her the language of the people once again. And when she could speak the language of the people, she started to tell the story of how she picked that frog up, calling it names, making fun of it and ridiculing it, and how that same frog became to be her lover, her husband, somebody she would miss forever. How many of you have ever called a person a name? How many of you have ever gotten to a fight or an argument because of a name called to you? What's the saying? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me. I got a lot of difference with that. Words hurt so much, they cause wars. They cause separations in families and in loved ones. And words can cause death. We want to make this place a better place for your children, for your grandchildren. And it starts with each and every one of us. And that's the story of the girl and the frogs.
Colin Wiesaw is with the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi. You'll find his and all the other campfire stories on our website at michiganradio.org.